I'm very happy, is this on? Yeah. Very happy that this message this morning follows last night. So, this morning, let's read the title together. Ready? The Exercise of the Spirit for the Release of the Spirit. And then, point number one. Our responsibility is to exercise our spirit to release the Spirit. So I want to just open with this, that it's our responsibility. Our responsibility is to exercise our spirit to release the Spirit. Last night we talked about the 10 virgins, and 5 are foolish, and 5 are prudent, right? And remember, it's not a matter that out of every 2 believers, one of them is going to be foolish and one is wise. That's not the point. The point is that it's 5, and 5 has a significance in the Bible. Anybody have an idea what that significance of the number 5 is in the Bible? Responsibility. Why do we say that? A couple of examples, but I have one particular one that I think is very, very compelling. If you look at the 10 commandments, it's 2 tablets with 5 each. And those 10 commandments convey or represent, you could say, it's not just a picture of God. It is mainly, firstly, it's a picture of who God is, but it's also a picture of our responsibility before God. So you have 2 tablets, 5 each. Then concerning God's building, there are many, 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 many numbers, many, many facts related to the building that are composed with the number 5. What I really like is how 5 is made, what's made up of. And I know you can say, okay, mathematically, it could be 0 plus 5, it could be 1 plus 4, it could be 2 plus 3. Well, in the Bible, it's 4 plus 1. 4 plus 1 is 5, and that's responsibility. And 4 is what? 4, I hear somebody, man. 4 is man. 4 is man, that, and the 4 creatures referring to the all of creation, the leading one who is man. So 4 relates to man and 1 relates to God. 4 plus 1 is 5. 4 plus 1 is responsibility. And if you try to bear responsibility as a man without the 1, you won't make it. You try to operate without the 1. Try to pick up this bottle of water without the 1. I can't do it. Can't do it. Try to take some notes without the thumb, without the 1. Can't do it, right? So, in all the matters of responsibility, it's not just a matter of 4, but 4 plus 1. And we are charged, as virgins, we're charged to buy oil. And it's our responsibility, each of us, and this was the point last night, that each of us has the responsibility to buy the oil. But if you try to do it as 4 without the 1, you're not going to make it. So even in the matter of buying oil, we want to bear the responsibility with the one who is able to bear, right? And somebody this morning, we had some very good fellowship at the hospitality I'm staying at. And 2 things. One, let me tell you, from a doctor's perspective, brother's not here, but he said the thumb is so important that there is now a medical procedure. If you've lost your thumb, just think about it. If you lost your thumb, how many limitations you have. So there's a medical procedure now where the doctors will take your great toe and graft it or transplant it onto your hand. They will cut it down to size so that you have that thumb. You can manage much better without your big toe than you can without your thumb. Can you believe it? So this is quite striking, right? That how important it is that we're not just four, but we're four plus one, right? And we all here this morning are four plus one. Hallelujah. We're not just man, but we're man plus God. Isn't that good? And so, for responsibility, we all need to be those who rise up and take the responsibility. But we don't do it just as four. We do it as four plus one. And in the sharing in Genesis, you know, what is it to take the one with the four? Is to take the supply of the triune God who can do everything and be everything to us. So Paul could say what? He could say that he was what he was by the grace of God. And he could say that although he was perplexed and he was bothered and so forth, the Lord would, his answer to him was, my grace sufficient for you. You can get through because of my grace. Not because of you, but because of my grace. So what is it to have the one added is to have grace imparted into us and grace to supply us to get through what we can't get through. So the first mention of grace in the Bible is with Noah. And there in Genesis, it talks about the difficult negative situation. But then it says what? It says Noah. First it says God was, he was fed up. But then it says, but Noah found grace, right? Noah found grace. And the point here this morning concerning finding grace is that it wasn't that Noah waited for grace to come, but that Noah found grace. It means he was looking for grace. So this morning, when you got up this morning for your morning revival, were you looking for grace? I hope each of us, when we come to the Lord in the morning, we're looking for grace. We're looking to find grace. There's a throne of grace and there's a supply of grace, and we want to find grace. And that grace becomes the supply to get through what we can't get through, to do what we can't do, to make a schedule and stay with the schedule. This is a matter not just of four, but four plus one. Praise the Lord for responsibility. So our responsibility this morning is to exercise our spirit to release the spirit. And I'll hope to just go through briefly. Mainly I think we need to focus on Roman numeral 2. So let me try to read through. We must cooperate with the Spirit who is constantly moving, working, and acting in us in a positive way. So 1 John 2 talks about the anointing. We have an anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is not only the Spirit, the all-inclusive process triune God who's been compounded with all the rich ingredients is now in us. He's been dispensed into us, but it's not just the Spirit, but it is the Spirit moving. The Spirit moving and anointing and spreading within us. And First John tells us that we have this anointing. So this morning, you feel it, you don't feel it, it's a fact. We have the anointing. So the Spirit is all the time moving in a gentle way within us. All the time, in a positive way within us, the Spirit is moving as an anointing, as an ointment, moving in our inner parts. And that moving is for the purpose of God mingling Himself with us, and it's for the purpose of God's move on the earth through us. So we have this anointing. That's the good news. It's good news that we have the anointing within us. Number one, we cooperate with the Spirit by exercising our spirit to pray from the innermost part of our being. Number two, when we pray, we must forget all our thoughts and outward circumstances and take care of the sense, feeling, or consciousness in the innermost part of our being. So, there's an anointing that's going on, and as the Spirit is anointing us, He's spreading, He's nudging. And what is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to cooperate. Our responsibility is to go along with the anointing that's moving within us. Our responsibility is when the nudge comes that we would say amen. What is that nudge? That nudge may be to speak to somebody. That may be to stop what you're doing and pray. It may be to stand up in the meeting and pray, or to stand up in the meeting and praise, or many different things. This is the moving of the anointment within us, the anointing, and our responsibility is to say amen, to cooperate. And this is to exercise our spirit. This is to exercise our spirit, is to say amen to the moving of the ointment within us. So we want to give our cooperation. Letter B. When we exercise and release our spirit, we give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to be released. Where? In the meetings. Be released in the meetings to strengthen, refresh, renew, nourish, and satisfy the spirits of the saints. Let's read that together. When we exercise and release our spirit, we give the Holy Spirit to be released in the meetings to strengthen, refresh, renew, nourish, and satisfy the spirits of the saints. See, we must learn to exercise our spirit during the whole day in order to be ready to overflow. That's good. So, we need to exercise our spirit throughout the whole day. What does that mean? Does that mean we stand up and shout a declaration during our daily life in the classroom? I gotta exercise my spirit. Praise the Lord! No, we exercise our spirit throughout the day by taking care of the anointing, maybe by praying, maybe by singing, maybe by following the Lord in our conscience. There's some troubling, but it's throughout the day that we exercise our spirit so that when we come to the meeting, our spirit is not oppressed. Our spirit is not deadened because of ignoring the anointing all day long. So sorry to say, sometimes, you know, we come together to the meeting and a lot of us are like a flat tire. And the flat tire, just hard to get going. It takes a little bit of time because we haven't been exercising our spirit throughout the day. So we do violence to try to get our spirit released, right? If we've been exercising our spirit throughout the day, no problem when we come to the meeting to exercise our spirit, continue to exercise our spirit, release something for the building up of the church. So we want to exercise our spirit throughout our day. Let's read Roman numeral 2 together. We must exercise our spirit by praying, praising, rejoicing, thanking, singing, and speaking for the Spirit to be released in the church meetings. Hallelujah. Let's read those ing words again. Praying, praising, rejoicing, thanking, singing, and speaking. Hallelujah. How about the sisters read those? Amen. Amen. Okay, sisters, read that again, and brothers, say amen after each ing. Amen. 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 This is the way for the Spirit to be released. How about brothers read the ing words? Sisters, say amen. Praying. Praising. Rejoicing. Thanking. Singing and speaking for the Spirit to be released in the church meetings. Now you have the secret. The secret is all of these things: praying, praising, thanking. Hallelujah. So, what's the problem? We've got it. Well, maybe not. Let's read a little bit more. The best way for us to exercise our spirit is to sing praises to the Lord and to overflow with singing. How about that? We already said to exercise the spirit, we need to pray. This is right. But sometimes it seems like prayer doesn't work. Sometimes we just need to sing. I remember a while back, a brother came over to visit me, and he came from work, and it looked like he might be a little bit tired and down. So I just had the feeling, get the guitar, let's sing a song. We didn't really talk. He came in, started singing. So we sang from Psalm 51. You know the song. It's probably in this Young People's Supplement or something. It's David's prayer of repentance, right, for his failure. So we sang this together, and neither one of us had to say anything because we knew the anointing spirit was there singing, and our spirits were released by singing a song together. And afterwards, the brother said, I really needed that. I really needed that. Sometimes that's the best help for us to get to our spirit. I might have told this a year or two ago, I don't know, but I got to tell you this again because it's a good illustration. You all know Brother Dick Taylor? Most of you do. Hallelujah for our brother. So a couple years ago, it's more than that, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was giving him a ride to a little conference that we were having, and he hadn't had dinner. So we pulled in to a Taco Bell in Jackson, Tennessee. And went in, ordered our food, and we're sitting at the table and just having a good time of fellowship together. And from the back, I think it was in the freezer area, we heard, I think it was store manager, we heard the word hallelujah. So Dick and I went up to, I think he wanted to order some dessert or something. So we went up to the counter, but as we were at the counter, the manager came out and Dick said to him, hey, did I hear you say hallelujah? And then he says, and I'm standing there with him, and he says, we have a song for you. Amen, Brother Dick. What is that song? So he began to sing, Christ has put on human nature and become a man like me. He has died upon the cross that I from Adam might be free. He has risen and the Spirit, he has come to live in me that he might be my light. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah! Glory, glory, hallelujah, for Christ is now my life. Well, the manager was speechless. And, of course, you know, I'm not really all that outgoing. But there we were. And by the way, it happened to be, I think the whole staff was African American. And here are these two older white guys there singing. And I think there was an infusion. But I will tell you this for sure. I will tell you this for sure. Our spirit got released.
Amen.
And in our spirit getting exercised by this singing, the Spirit himself was released in that Taco Bell. So what is my point? My point is that even in our daily life, it's good to pray, it's good to call on the Lord, it's good to thank Him, but it's especially good to sing sometimes. We should have when I got saved, very first night I got saved. Okay, I grew up in a denomination, wasn't saved, got baptized when I was 12, wasn't saved. Then I got saved at 17, and the very night I got saved, I was sitting in my car with my future wife, and I didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden songs just kept, I was singing every song I could think of, because there was just a response to the Lord's salvation and the Lord's coming in. I got liberated to sing. And if we don't sing, maybe we're a little depressed. Something in our experience. You know, there's a good song that says, "Then rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. It is better to sing than be sighing. It is better to live than be dying. So let us rejoice evermore." It's better to sing. Better to sing than be sighing. So, how do we exercise our spirit? How do we release the spirit in the meetings? By praying, by praising, by rejoicing and thanking and singing and speaking. I really enjoyed, I think you had it this morning for the morning revival material. Brother Watchman Nee talks about praising and the value of praising and the best kinds of praises. And sometimes the best kind of praises is when we don't feel like it. So my time is almost up here, isn't it? No problem. Okay, so the best kind of praising is when we don't feel like it. Or when apparently, according to our circumstances, we have no reason to. It's kind of easy to praise when something good happens in your outward circumstances. I know a dear brother who has been wanting to find his counterpart. And he found his counterpart. And the brother is so happy. And he's full of praises. He's full of thanksgiving. And I really appreciate his joy. I really do. But how about in a circumstance that's not so positive? Can you still praise? I not that long ago, you know, I went through some things in my environment, my circumstances. And I remember coming home, walking across my parking lot, and inwardly not feeling that happy, but just realizing, you know, man, you still need to praise Him. You still need to praise Him. Why? Whether your circumstances are good or not good, He still is who He is. We can praise Him for all that He is. We can praise Him for all that He's done. We can praise Him just because He is. And this praise is a real sacrifice that God enjoys. This is a praise that shames the enemy. And this kind of praise, I tell you, this is an exercise of the Spirit, and this kind of praise releases the Spirit. So, praising is a wonderful way to exercise our spirit, right? So we want to sing, we want to praise, we want to thank Him. I want to take a... Yeah, let's read a little bit more. The best way for us to exercise our spirit is to sing praises to the Lord and to overflow with singing. Up earlier, there's a verse reference that is from Psalm 45:1, which says, "My heart is overflowing with a good matter," right? "And that I speak concerning the King." I like the King James Version. "Well, I speak touching the King." Touching the King. Anyway, we overflow in praise. This is the best kind of praise, is an overflow. So we must learn to pray and to praise by singing, which will issue in a real deliverance, liberation, release, and strengthening of our spirit. So real deliverance by singing, by praising, by exercising our spirit. We get released. We get released. Last 2 weeks ago, in our Lord's table meeting, the saints, the dear saints were there, small number of us, and as the meeting began, you could just tell Saints are faithful. They're there. But not that released. But as we began to sing, first song and then the second song, and we began to pray and praise over the hymns, the level began to rise in the meeting because singing helps to bring us into the release of the Spirit, right? So I would encourage you all to become singers, not for performance, but for the exercise of the Spirit. You know, Brother Lee was, I heard him sing, overheard him sing because I was sitting close enough to him one time. And he admitted, not a good singer. And I would agree. Musically, not a good singer. But if you look, I mean, two things. Look at the hymnal and look at what came out of him in the way of hymns of appreciation, full of the truth, full of content. And it didn't matter whether musically it was perfect. What mattered was as he sang, his whole being and exercise of the Spirit. So this is what's important. What's important is not that you are soloist. Actually, forget about soloist. But that you would exercise your spirit and sing with your whole being. Right? We had this wonderful little song that when I first came into the church life, we sang it almost every meeting. We will sing to the Lord with our spirit. Right? Don't just sing. Sing with our spirit. So sometimes you're more worried about making the music just right, making the harmonies go together, making sure the musical instruments are all good. Well, maybe we sing to the Lord with our spirit. Whether it's well produced or not well produced, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we sing to the Lord with our spirit. let's see. If we speak to one another by singing a psalm, hymn, or spiritual song, our spirit will be exercised and the spirit will come out. So how about this? Have you ever greeted the saints by singing? If you do, your spirit will come out. Somebody was up here at the microphone. And they began not by speaking, but by singing. That's good. That's a release of the Spirit, exercise of the Spirit for the Spirit to come out, and that's a help for the building up of the church. So sometimes we maybe need to greet with words in song rather than just our speaking, right? Greet one another this way. So Paul says that we are filled in spirit, speaking to one another in teachings, in truth, in outlines. No, he doesn't say that. Speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing, right? Singing, and then the key is with our hearts to the Lord. So we're speaking to one another, but our heart is to the Lord. So this is a good practical way for us to help one another to release the Spirit and to build up the church. Let's see. So we're on B now, right? To release the Spirit, we must learn to rejoice, pray, thank, and praise the Lord so that the Spirit will not be quenched. If we are loose, careless in our speaking, in our attitude, and in doing things, no matter how small they may seem, we will quench the Spirit. So this is very practical. Why is it that sometimes we're like a flat tire? Is because during our day, we did something to quench the Spirit. It may not be a big thing. It may be small. There may have been a little moving related to the Spirit as the anointing within us. And he said don't, and we did. Or he said do, and we didn't. Either case, the Spirit is not happy. The Spirit is quenched. And that causes us to not be able to adequately exercise the Spirit. I'll give you a small example. I was making pancakes a couple weeks ago. And I like to make pancakes. And one of the key things with pancakes is butter. After you're done, you know, hot pancakes, you gotta have butter. right? So I made the pancakes, and I looked for the butter. I think this was going to be a dinner, too. I can't remember. Anyway, I looked for the butter, and it wasn't out. It was in the refrigerator. So you know the problem with that. It's hard. It's hard butter. And so I said something about the hard butter. And I said something about the fact that the hard butter should have been out so it would not be hard butter, it would be soft butter. And there was a good response, a reply. And right away, I realized, you just quenched the spirit. Something in you is saying you should. Something in you is saying there's a problem. So right away, I had to take care of it. I had to apologize. Sorry. Butter doesn't matter. Because if I didn't, then when I try to pray, there's a problem, right? So the even small things like this, like butter for your pancakes, it's not worth it. Whatever it is, it's not worth the spirit within being unhappy, right? So we want to take care in all the small things. And that's just an example. I know there are lots and lots of them, and a lot of times it has to do with our speaking. A lot of times. Primarily, I would say, wouldn't you say, Brother Vern? Primarily with our speaking, that either the Lord is urging us, okay, speak to that clerk at the counter. They're friendly and so forth. Speak to them. Say something. And if you don't, the spirit is not happy. Or when you just let fly with your opinion, your idea, the spirit is not happy. So we want to take care of him in the small things so that our spirit is released. Our spirit is free to flow out, right? Number two, even a little disobedience to the inner sense of life can quench the spirit. We must learn to not quench the spirit in our daily life. So this is very good, brothers and sisters, that I think the main point in this outline is the exercise of our spirit for the release of the Spirit in the church meetings. Paul says in 1 Corinthians that when we come together, what? You know, each one has. Firstly, a song, and then a teaching, and so forth. But the point is, when we come together, each one has something to release for the building up of the church. But if we don't take care of him in our daily life, then when we come to the meeting, what we have, even if we prepared something, it doesn't supply life. Doesn't supply life. So we need to take care of the little things in our daily life so that we don't quench the Spirit, so that the Spirit has a free way to flow out as life to all the members. Let's see, the basic matter is that we must learn how to open ourselves by rejoicing, praying unceasingly, and giving thanks in everything, so that the Spirit may burn within us. Hallelujah. Open ourselves.
Amen.
The main thing, we need to learn to open ourselves. Right? I was fellowshipping with one of the brothers here, and he said he had two favorite words. One was enjoy, and the other was open. And I said, oh, those are good words. And especially I like open. Because what the Lord is looking for is open vessels. He's looking for us to be open. So we need to learn to open our being again and again, day by day, that we would be open to His coming in, His moving in us, and His flowing out of us. Let's see. Let's read Romans 3 together. By opening and releasing our spirit, we can express and manifest God. A. God's intention and purpose for us is that we would express Him. B. The right way for a Christian to take is to exercise the Spirit, contact God, receive the Lord, and express Him. C. If we release our spirit, the very God who is in our spirit will automatically be released and expressed. And let's read the focus. We are responsible to exercise our spirit to release the spirit in the church meetings by praying, praising, and singing so that God may be expressed. Praise the Lord. Really enjoy this. So, our responsibility is to exercise our spirit. Take care of our spirit. Take care of the small things. Learn to enjoy Him in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You know, when you get into the Word, it's good to study. But even as you study, maybe the Lord will touch you with something that you're getting into. And at that point, it becomes your enjoyment. That's something you can pray with, and maybe it's something that you turn into a song. And maybe that song you don't share with anybody because it's not that good, but maybe it's so enjoyable that you share it anyway, right? But the point is, as you enjoy the Lord this way with songs, with psalms, with spiritual songs and hymns, this is the exercise of your spirit so that when you come to the meeting, your spirit is released. Right? Praise the Lord. So I had one small point also, and I'll stop, that it is the exercise of our spirit for the release of the Spirit, and the release of the Spirit is the flowing out of the Spirit to others. So in our being filled in spirit, it's to speak to one another. So it's to flow out to one another. And I really enjoy the picture in the Song of Songs with the seeker there who the Lord considers a garden. The seeker is a garden. And in that garden, there's a lot of enjoyment for the Lord. The Lord enjoys the garden. But He describes something wonderful there. He says that this garden, that in this garden, there is a fountain and there is a well. And there are streams. There's a fountain, there's a well, there's streams. So this garden is not just receiving water, containing water, but there are streams flowing out for others to drink of. And so as the Lord gains us more and more, as we enjoy Him more and more, there needs to be this very fount, well, streams flowing out to supply others, right? This fount, this well, this is the triune God who is in us as a well, as a fount, as a well, as streams to flow out to others to supply them. And this is a wonderful picture of the church meetings, that we all would be here in such a way that as we stand up, as we pray, as we praise, as we sing, as we thank, there's flowing out living water to supply one another. Hallelujah. Aren't you supplied this week?
Amen.
I surely am supplied by all of you flowing out.
Amen.
We have this water in us, and we want to flow out this water. We don't want anything to frustrate the water, right?
Amen.
We want to flow out the water.
Amen.
So I will stop here.